Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Chavdalad Amin Aleph. We're holding by the top line in Chavdalad Amin Aleph, Boy Minei Rabbi Yochanan Mishmuel. So says the Gemara, Boy Minei Rabbi Yochanan Mishmuel, Rabbi Yochanan asked the Shaila from Shmuel, Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos, or Ein Avelus B'Shabbos? Does a person have to be Noyeg Dvarm Shabbatzino on Shabbos or not? We mentioned on the previous time in the Machaikas about it. Rabbi Yochanan asked Shmuel, what's the halacha? To which Amar Lei Shmuel responded, and he said to Rabbi Yochanan that Ein Avelus B'Shabbos, and an Avel does not have to be Noyeg Dvarm Shabbatzino on Shabbos. There is zero Nehugi Avelus on Shabbos, even in private. An Avel does not have to keep any of the halachas, even if no one's going to notice. We'll see in the Hemshech of the Gemara that L'maisa Rabbi Yochanan was not Mekabel the halacha of Shmuel, even though Shmuel said that that's the way he paskin. We'll see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos, that an Avel does, he is Noyeg Dvarm Shabbatzino on Shabbos. Says the Gemara that Yasvi Rabbanan Kamed Rav Papa, the Rabbanan were sitting in front of Rav Papa with Kamri Mishmei de Shmuel, and they were saying in the name of Shmuel. So they were quoting Shmuel as having said that Avel Shel Shimesh Mitasai Bimei Evloi Chayiv Misa, that an Avel who's Mishamish his Mita, who's together with his wife while during Avelus, during the Shiva, he's Chayiv Misa. And Amar Le Rapapa said, Amar Luhu Rapapa, Rapapa said to the Rabbanan who were sitting in front of him, and they were saying this halacha, Mishmei de Shmuel, and he said, you have a few mistakes with what you just said. Number one, Aser Idmar. It was never said that a person, an Avel, who's Mishamish Mitasav Yimei Evloi, that he's Chayiv Misa. All that was ever said about such a case is that it's Aser, not that it's Chayiv Misa, it's Aser. It's Aser for an Avel to be Mishamish Mitasav during his Yimei Evloi. And second of all, Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan Itmar. It wasn't Shmuel who said the memra, it was Rabbi Yochanan who said it. And if you heard something similar to this, if you heard something about this in the name of Shmuel, I'll tell you what you heard. This must be what you actually heard. That Amar of Tachlifa Barvimi Amar Shmuel said that Avel Shalai Parab Shalai Peram Chayiv Misa. And that is true. Shmuel did say that an Avel who's not para, he doesn't let his hair grow, meaning he takes a haircut, even though he wasn't supposed to. And he's Loi Peram, he doesn't tear his clothing, even though he was supposed to tear Kriya. If he doesn't tear Kriya, if he doesn't do any of these two things, so then he's Chayiv Misa. For that Shmuel said, yes, that the Avil is Chayiv Misa. And he brought him a car, Shenemer, as it says by the Bnei Aaron, it says Hashem told them, Rashaychav al tifrau, you don't let your hair grow out. Ubigdechem loy tifraimu, don't tear your clothing, veloy tamusu, and you're not going to die. We darshan from here that ha'acher shulay parav or shulay peram, somebody else, a typical avil who has a restriction, he's not supposed to let his hair grow and he's not supposed to let his clothing go without tearing it. And if he does that, he lets his hair, he doesn't let his hair grow out or he doesn't tear his clothing, so then he's going to be chayav misa. That was Shmuel's makar. A number of Rafrim Bar Papa said that Tana be'Evo Rabasi, we learned in Evo Rabasi, the Bryce over there says that Avil Asur L'Shamish Mitasa Bimi Avloi, that an Avil is Asur to be Mishamish Mitasa Bimi Avloi. So this is now going on to a new halacha, the halacha that we mentioned before, that it is Asur for an Avil to be Mishamish Mitasa Bimi Avloi. And the Bryce over there even brings a scary story, Umaisa Be'echot Shashimish Mitasa Bimi Avloi. There was a story about a certain individual. He was over on this halacha, and he was mishamish mitasai bimei avloi. And what happened was, is v'shamtu chazirim es givyasai. Chazirim went and they pulled away his givyasai. So what's his givya? Rashi, the Miyuchasa Rashi brings two interpretations. Number one, he says it's referring to the body, that the chazirim went and they pulled away his body. The other pshat he gives is the gavia, which is often, as often it does, it refers to the aver, the makom, the aver of Tashmish. And the chazirim went and they pulled off his aver. That's what the chazirim did. Says the Gemara Vayter now Amar Shmuel, that pachas choiva nasa rishos. That when it comes to Avelus on Shabbos, so pachas is a choiva. An Avel has an absolute chiv to do pachas. He's not allowed to show Avelus in the ways of pachas. We'll see in a moment what that stands for. Because those things, if he's knowing them on Shabbos, it's going to be nicker that he's an avul, and an avul on Shabbos for sure he's not allowed to be noig any sort of avelus. That's going to be nicker that he's an avul, and therefore an avul has a chiyuv to do pachas to cover up his avelus. He has a chiyuv to do pachas. Nasar is a reshus. Nasar, if he wants to refrain from these activities, he's allowed to. If he wants to engage in the activities, he's allowed to as well, because by these activities, even if he refrains from doing them, so it's not going to be nicker that he's an avul. And the Gemara will explain what these abbreviations refer to. So says the Gemara, first starting with Pachas, that Pachas, the pay of Pachas, stands for Priyas HaRosh, that he has to uncover his head. That's an absolute chiyav. In Avol, typically, he's Misatef Roshah, he wraps himself up, as we'll see soon. On Shabbos, if he would continue wrapping himself up, it would be nikkur that he's an Avol. So on Shabbos, he has a chiyav of Priyas HaRosh, he has to unwrap his head. He also has a chiv of chas, of chazeres keral achayrov. He has to turn his torn beged backwards. He's not allowed to show his tear. He tore his clothing. The tear is in the front of his beged. He can't wear his beged like that. He can't show that he has ripped clothing. And the zayin of pachas stands for zekifas amita. Yet he has to stand up his bed, even though normally he turned over his bed while he's an avol during the week. On Shabbos, he has to stand it up upright. All of these things are a chayva. And then Nasar, which is a Rishos, the Nasar stands for Nun, is Ni'ilas HaSandal, wearing shoes, that's a Rishos. Because even if he goes without shoes, he won't be the only one on the block without shoes, at least in those days. He wouldn't be the only one on the block without shoes. It wouldn't be Nikr that he's an Avol. So if he wants to, he can continue going without his shoes. If he wants to wear his shoes, that's a Rishos. The Taf stands for Tashmish Amita. That's also a Rishos. And the Reish stands for Rechitzas Yadayim V'Raglayim B'Chamin Arvis, that washing himself, his hands and his feet, with hot water on Shabbos. Obviously the water was heated before Shabbos. So all these things are Rishos, because if he refrains from these things, if he refrains from wearing shoes, from Tashmish Shamita, for washing himself, that doesn't show for sure that he's an Avol. Even sometimes people that are not Avelim, they do these activities. And therefore, he's allowed to refrain from these activities. It's up to him. He could choose. Now says the Gemara that Virava Mar Af Priyas Haraish Rishos. That Priyas Haraish is not a chayva. Priyas Haraish is only a Rishos because it's not nikkur. Rav says that it's not nikkur. Just because you see someone with his head wrapped, that doesn't mean he's an avul. It's not nikkur that he's an avul, and therefore if he wants to continue going with his head wrapped on Shabbos, he's allowed to. So according to Rav, it's only Chaz that's a chova, and it's Pantar that's a Rishos. Now, Shmuel, Maishna Ni'ilas HaSandal D'Rishos. Ask the Gemara in Shmuel. It doesn't seem to make any sense, Ashita. For he says Ni'ilas HaSandal D'Rishos. Why is Ni'ilas HaSandal a Rishos? The Lav Kuliyama Vidi Desaimi Misanayu. We can understand, because not everybody wears shoes. So even if he goes without shoes, it's not nikkur that he's an avul. So Ni'ilas HaSandal is only a Rishos. It's not a chayva for him to put on shoes. It's a Rishos. He's allowed to. He doesn't have to, because it won't be nikkur. Well, ask the Gemara if so. So then Rav seems to be right. Not everybody has their heads uncovered. Some people wrap their heads during the week as well, even Stam, even when they're not an Avol. So if so, why is it a chayva, according to Shmuel, to be Pireya his Reish, to reveal his head? Why isn't he allowed to continue wearing the turban? So says the Gemara, because Shmuel etameh. Shmuel zashitasai. Shmuel holds that the chiyav of an avol to wrap himself is not the typical wrap that people usually use. The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said that the wrap that you use, that an avol uses when he wraps himself, is very different. First of all, Shmuel said, and this is not linyanenu, but Shmuel said that kol kera she'enim b'shas chimam einay kera, which we'll get back to, that a tear, that an avol tears, that's not b'shas chimam, it's not while he's feeling very emotionally attached. It's not on the day of the patira, so that's not halachically considered a valid kriya, which we'll get back to. And then Shmuel also said, and this is what we need for our sugya, v'chol atifa she'ina ka'atefas yishme'ein le'meina atifa. Shmuel said that the atifa of an avol has to be like an Arab. It has to be like a Yishma'eli. Kol atifa she'ina ka'atifas yishme'ein le'meina atifa. If it's not like a Yishma'eli, so then it's not an atifa. And Machmir Rav Nachman showed, he brought in for to show and tell a turban to show how to do it. And he showed, at gubei the dikna, until the place under the mouth where the hair of the beard grows from, meaning that the person has to cover at least his nose and his mouth, and at least a little bit under the mouth. That's how much has to be covered when he wraps himself as an avo. And so since Shmuel holds that that's the way an avo is atif himself, that's the way atifa works, so therefore, according to Shmuel, it would be nicker if an avo went around on Shabbos like that. So that's why Shmuel says that Priyas Reish is a chayva. Rav holds that that's not the way Avo does Atifa. He does Atifa in a more normal way. And if so, he could keep it like that on Shabbos as well. It's not nicker that he's an Avo. But Shmuel Zashitasei, who holds that Atifa is in this funny way, it's like a Yishmaeli, so he holds that an Avo is not allowed to continue doing that on Shabbos. Now Amr Rabbi Yaakov, that Loi Shanu, we didn't teach all these things, that an Avol is Chayiv in Pachas, or according to Rav, in Chaz, these things are only true Ela She'en Loi Min Alayim Beraglav. It's only if he's not wearing shoes on his feet. Because if he's also not wearing shoes, and he's doing these things, it's very clear that he's an Avol. Avol Yesh Loi Min Alayim Beraglav, so then Min Alav Mechichin Alav. But if he has shoes on his feet, he could even do Pachas. He doesn't have to do Pachas. Rather, he could keep the turban on his head. He could keep the tear on his clothing, and he could keep the Zion with the Kifas Hamid. He could keep his bed turned over, because since he's wearing shoes, that already shows that he's not being naig like an avul. So once he has shoes on his feet, he doesn't have to do anything else. Now the Gemara is going to go back to the first part of the statement of Shmuel, that Shmuel said kol kera she'inim b'shas chima meinai kera. Shmuel has made a statement that any time an avol tears kriya, and it's not b'shas chimam, when he's heated, when he's emotional, it's not the day of the patira, so that's not considered a kriya. Now already Taisus points out that avada, we could have a kriya that's not mamish on the day of the patira, like often happens when people bring mesem to Eretz Yisrael, so they don't tear kriya until the kfura, which is a few days later. But the pshat in that is because that is shas chimam. They're able to technically have shas chimam on a later day. Typically shas chimam is the day of the patira, but it is possible for a person to experience shas chimam at a later time, and that's the case when we have kriya on later days. But al kapanim, that was the statement of Shmuel that called kera she'ena b'shas chimam einai kera, that a kriya that's not done b'shas chimam, that's not considered a proper tear. Now ask the Gemara, v'ha'amru leila Shmuel, but it was said that they once told Shmuel, they once reported to Shmuel the nach nafshi de Rav, that his bar pluk to Rav, that Rav was Nifter, and they informed the Rosh Yeshiva Shmuel, they told him that the other Rosh Yeshiva in Bavel, Rav, was just Nifter. And Shmuel's reaction to that was that Kara Alei Tresar Money, he tore 12 Begadim, Tresar Money, 12 Begadim. Now what's the Kasha? The Ritva points out that it could be assumed that Shmuel wasn't wearing 12 Begadim in one given day. He wasn't wearing 12 begadim on that day. So how did he tear 12 begadim? Because he tore that baguette. The next day he put on a new baguette. He was still feeling so emotional. He tore that baguette. And he kept going for 12 days. So we see that Shmuel tore kriya for 12 separate days. So it wasn't shas chimam. It wasn't the day of the patira. And what did Shmuel, before we get to the Teretz, the Gemara says that when Shmuel tore kriya on these 12 begadim, Amar, he said that Azal Gavra to have a mistafina mine. Here goes a man that I was so scared of him. He put me in my place. When I said something, I had to be nervous. Rav was going to hear what I said. He was going to put me in my place. He was going to tell me if I was saying something that was incorrect. I had to be scared from him. It kept me in check. And here, this man is gone, and it made him very sad, so he tore 12 times. And the Gemara says another story, similar idea, that Amru Leila Rabbi Yochanan, that they reported to Rabbi Yochanan, that Nachnafshid Rabbi Chanina, that Rabbi Chanina was Nifter, and a similar result, there was a similar reaction, that Kara Alei Tleisar Itztelei Melsa, that he tore 13 silk robes, 13 silk garments. And Amr, he said, he proclaimed that Azul Gavra Tava Mistafina Minei. Again, similar idea. The same idea. That again, a man who left this world, that I was scared from him. So you see that they tore Kriya, even Shalei B'Shas Chimam. So how could Shmuel say that Kriya is only B'Shas Chimam? It's Mamash Astira in Shmuel. We see from Shmuel's own reaction when Rav was Nifter, that he tore Kriya on separate days. So says the Gemara, Shani Rabbanan, the Kavan, the kol shaita mit kirish matayu kishas chimam dami. The kevan, the kol shaita mit kirish matayu kishas chimam dami. By Rabbanon, by Tamina Chachamim, it's different. Because since the Keva, the Kol Shaita, Midkrish Matayu, their Shmuais, their Halachais are always being mentioned in the base Medrash, it's always Keshas Dim Chimam Dami. It's always like the Shas Chimam, like we said before from Taisus. It is possible to have Shas Chimam Shaloi on the day, not on the day of the Misa. And so by Talmid HaChachamim, that's taka the case. Shmuel, even though he said that Kriya has to be B'Shas Chimam, days later, he was still holding Shas Chimam. He was remembering a Shmuel from Rav. Rav said this halacha. Or maybe Rav corrected me on that halacha. And it was Shas Chimam. So therefore, he tore Kriya multiple times. It's not a kasha on what Shmuel had said earlier, that Kriya has to be B'Shas Chimam. Says the Gemara now, and Amar le Ravin bar Ada le Rava. Now Ravin bar Ada said to Rava that Amar Talmidcha Rav Amram, your Talmid Rav Amram said that Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, that Avil kol Shiva kairay lefanav, that Avil all 7 days, that during the entire Shiva, his kairu, his kriya, his tear that he has on his baguette, it has to be in the front of him. The tear has to be in front of him. Bimbala hachlif, if he wants to change his baguette, so machlif, he's allowed to change his baguette. He's allowed to change begadim, the kaireya, but then he has to tear that new baguette as well. So he is allowed to change, but then he has to tear that baguette, and again, the tear has to be in the front of him. Now, again, this is a kash on Shmuel. Shmuel, before I just told us that kriya is only b'shas chimam, any kriya that's not b'shas chimam is not even considered a kriya. Yet over here we see a halacha from Avamram that kriya is even shaloi b'shas chimam. If an avil changes his clothing in the middle of Shiva, so he has to tear that baguette. What's the point? It's not b'shas chimam. We're not necessarily talking about Talmid Chachamim. So why does he have a chiyuv? What does it even mean that he has a chiyuv to tear the new baguette? It's not considered a kriya. Kriya has to be b'shas chimam. So before we get to the Teretz, the Gemara just brings the Hemshech of the Memra, the Hemshech of the Braisa. Says the Braisa that b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, kairi la'achayrav. So then he doesn't put the tear in the front of him, like we mentioned before. That the kriya, that the tear has to be behind him. So that shouldn't be nikkar. And on Shabbos though, when Bala Hachlif, so Machlif ve'enai kaireya. On Shabbos, about he's not allowed to tear kriya. So if he wants to tear his, he wants to change his baguette, he's allowed to change his baguette. But when he changes his baguette on Shabbos, he's not kaireya. Al kapanim, the kash is from the first part of the memra, the first part of the brisa, which said that during the week, if the avo wants to change his clothing, he tears kriya. How does that make any sense? It's not b'shas chimum. So says the Gemara to answer that Kitanya Ibekibet Avivi. That Braisa is an exception. Normally Kriya has to be B'Shas Chimam. This is talking about, the Braisa is talking about a person who's sitting Shiva for his father or mother. And then it's a Din Alts Kavet Avivi Imai. In a Chanami, it's not a real Kriya. Kriya has to be B'Shas Chimam. But there's a Din Alts Kavet Avivi Imai. If he changes his garment, he has to tear it. He has to walk around with a torn baguette. And that's a Din Alts Kibet Avivim. Now says the Gemara Vaiter, that Akashva, now that we mentioned this idea of tearing for covered up of Imai, so Aisan Kurain Misachnei Misachin. We had mentioned previously that when a person tears Kriya for his parents, so he's not allowed to be Misacha, he's not allowed to professionally really sew the Begad back together. The Gemara wants to know, when it comes to these additional Begadim that an Avil tears, he wanted to change his clothing throughout the Shiva. So the din is, Zalz covered up Kibet Aveim, he has to tear the clothing, tear the beggar that he changes into. That new beggar that he changes into when he tore, does that also have a din that he's not allowed to be misachin? Or does that beggar he's allowed to be misachin because that's not a regular kriya? So it says the Gemara, Pligi ba avuad Rav Yishayahu bar Kapara, that it's a machlekes between the father of Rav Yishayahu and bar Kapara. We don't know who said what, but Chad Amar ain't Misachin, V'Chad Amar Misachin. One of them said he's not allowed to sew it back together, and the other one said that he is allowed to sew it back together. Now says the Gemara that Testayim Davuad Rav Yishayahu da Amar ain't Misachin. Says the Gemara, I have a way to prove it to you, that it was the father of Rav Yishayahu who said that a person is not allowed to sew the beged back together. What's the Raya? From a memra from Rav Yishayahu, not his father, but from the son, from Rav Yishayahu himself. The Amr of Yishayahu, Rav Yishayahu said that ain't misachin. He said, Rav Yishayahu said this halacha, that in this case the avil is not allowed to sew the beged back together. Now, miman shmi'alei, who did he get this halacha from? That an avil is not allowed to tear, he's not allowed to sew the beged back together. L'chayru, it would make sense that he got the halacha from his father. So you see that it's his father, it's the father, Rav Yishayahu,
He's the one who said in this case not to sew the beged back together. To which the Gemara says, lo, it's not a raya, mi bar kapara, Rabbi Shmuele. It could be he got it from bar kapara, and that's not far-fetched, because bar kapara was actually his Rebbe, so it's not far-fetched to assume that he got the halacha from bar kapara. Says the Gemara, Vaiter ne'a amar Rava, that avol mitayo b'unkli b'toich beisai. Then an avol, he's allowed to walk around with his unkli, meaning on Shabbos, he's allowed to walk around inside of his own house, in the privacy of his own house, he's allowed to walk around with his unkli, with his torn beged. He's in the privacy of his own house, it's not nicker, people aren't seeing him. So he's allowed to walk around with his torn beged even though it's Shabbos. It says the Gemara story that Abaye Ashkechid Rav Yosef, Abaye found his Rebbe Rav Yosef, the Paris Le Sudra Areshe, a similar type of idea, that he wasn't walking around with his torn beged, but he was walking around with Atifas Araish. He was doing Mekayim the din of Atifas Araish of an Avol, and he was walking around on Shabbos inside of his own house with the Sudar on his head. V'azo v'asi bebeisei, he was walking around his house, and Amar Lai, Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Lav Savar Mar, Ein Avelus B'Shabbos. Don't you hold that there's no Avelus B'Shabbos? How could you walk around with this on Shabbos? I thought there's no Avelus B'Shabbos. What are you doing? So Amar Lai, Rav Yosef responded that no, Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan, Dvar M'Shabetzin Anoyeg. That I heard, I passed him like Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan had said that even though it's true, there's no actual full-fledged Avelus on Shabbos, but there is Avelus by Dvar M'Shabetzin. There is Avelus B'Shabbos when it comes to Dvar M'Shabetzin. So this is what we started with. Now we come to a full circle. The sugya, the Avod started with Rav Yochanan asking Shmuel whether or not an Avel is Noyeg Dvar M'Shabetzin on Shabbos or not. Shmuel said no. And we said we're going to show that Rav Yochanan did not accept this psak of Shmuel, and that's what you see now from the end of the Amud, that Rav Yochanan himself said that an Avol is Naig, Dvar M'Shabetzin on Shabbos.